This is Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman and CC Bazaar. For more information, go to Overview Labs or mjhoffman.com.
Thanks for joining Strictly Sales Library, your go-to place for all of your sales questions. This is CC Bazaar, and I'm joined by Jeff Hoffman. Jeff, today we want to talk about the kiss of death on a sales call, the thing that people hear all the time. Quote, we're all set.
Yes, we're all set.
We're all set. How do we handle that, Jeff?
Well, I enjoy that one because there's a really good technique for it, but realize that this is not the same as going through a sales process when they've given you 30 minutes and said, I'm all set. I mean, I just want to be clear on that. Right. A lot of the objections we're talking about can fall in different places in a sales cycle. So we'll deal with, I'm all set on that cold call when you're just trying to kind of get into the account. They're like, oh, we're all set with that. It's kind of like brushing you off. I think I've seen a lot of reps kind of start with that. I mean, Cece, you hear a lot of salespeople.
Of course.
When they hear that, what are you hearing sales reps say to the, oh, I'm all set? What does a rep typically say?
They typically fumble, start throwing up all over themselves with their words. And it's like, oh, okay, well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll send you over some information. And if you have any questions, you can reach back out.
Yeah, so that's just a mess. Just an absolute mess. And then, you know, I've heard other reps that do, like, they challenge the customer.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean all set? Are you sure? It's like, ugh. Or, you know, going to challenge the guy or challenge the person to think that they're not all set. I think those are really weak attempts. And the only effective way to handle what I call, you know, a highly aggressive, you know, let's call it early objection, which this would be. Because this is saying, unlike the send me information or it's a bad time, which is more passive aggressive and leaves an opening for a future conversation, this is an absolute go away.
Totally.
So – and by the way, go away is the only objection I don't handle.
Right.
Customer says go away, I hang up. That's easy.
Absolutely.
Nothing there. Nothing to see here.
No chasing.
But if they say we're all set, the only thing that's effective is a reverse or negative close. So, CC, why don't you hit me with one of them the way a prospect might say it.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks. But you know what? Right now we're all set.
You know, you might be. It's probably accurate. You could definitely be all set. I talk to lots of people in your space all day, and a lot of them are all set. They don't need our services, and they don't need to meet with me. Talk to a lot of other folks, though, that do need us. But the curious thing is sometimes customer thinks they're all set, and it turns out they're not. The good news is, though, CC, I think we'll know in 5 minutes. Do you have 5 minutes right now? Time out. That's probably the best I can do. I'd say you can convert 1 out of 5 of those to give you 5 minutes. Now, 1 out of 5 means 4 out of 5, 80% are saying, well, I'm still all set, and that's the end.
Yep.
But if you were to flip 1 out of 5 to give you 5 minutes of runway, it's decent.
Absolutely.
But the reverse close is you're right. Or actually, you're probably right. Because there's nothing that – I basically took your objection and threw it away. Yeah, you're right. It's like, well, what are you going to say now? So you're probably right. You know why you're probably right? Because I never talked to you before. I don't think about you.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to let you know through social proofing that I do this all the time. And once in a while, people are wrong. Good news is 5 minutes will know if you're wrong or not.
That's fantastic.
Reverse or negative closes is the only way to handle very, very strong objections.
And I think for those of you who are out there, maybe managers or marketing sales ops, have a list of questions ready for those people so that they can begin to qualify your leads. If you don't have that in place, you're kind of putting them in a sticky situation.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, I was working with a client the other day, and we were dealing with that objection, and this company was selling to organizations that that drop in a variety of storage in their infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling on smaller accounts, and the role play went. We did a role play, and it ultimately happened almost verbatim on a call. The customer says, "We're all set. We looked at you guys last year," and the rep who went through the training with me said, "Well, you know, you might be right. I mean, I don't know. I didn't speak to you last year, so I could very well be right." But, you know, I talked to a lot of clients a year ago that thought they were all set, and it turns out they're not. Good news is, well, I'll know in 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes right now. And the person was a little put off but said, yeah, I've got a couple minutes. And then the rep said, how many clients did you sign up last year? And he said, 12. And then the rep said, do you anticipate signing up more than 12 people this year?
Huh.
And the customer said, yeah. And he goes, all right, we're done. You need us.
Wow.
And it was really cool. It was like the prospect was put off a little, but he was like, well, what do you mean? Like, and he goes, well, if you're scaling from 12 to 20 clients, whatever current infrastructure you're using is probably going to be outdated.
It's not enough. Well, for all of you reps out there, the next time someone says, "We're all set," you have your answer. Reverse close them. Thanks so much for tuning in.